Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. What I want to share with you in this episode is something I've struggled with my whole entire life. I wouldn't say that I've got it right yet, but it's definitely something that I've felt the difference with, that I know when I step into it and I know when I step out of it. Because when I step out of it, life becomes easy. Life flows more, it's more joyous, it's more enjoyable, it's more relaxed, it's so much more full. And the thing that I've struggled with is trying too hard. And it's the worst thing to try and break, because I'm wired to think that I need to really try to make something happen. And yet the more I try, the less it's likely to happen, but it triggers me to try even harder. And it's gone through all sorts of things in my life, from horse riding to spelling to maths to my business to my love life to all sorts of things. So yes, this has been an ongoing problem in my life. But what I know, and what I've known for a long time, and I don't do it as much as I used to, although I do catch myself falling into that way of being occasionally from time to time. But I suppose it's when I let go of it completely that I really, really notice how wonderful the world can really be when you stop trying so very, very hard. And it's that trying, I'm just sort of stepping into the feeling of it. There's an anxiety, there's a lack of safety, there's a need and a drive. And it doesn't come from a good place. It comes from a place of fear. Fear that if I don't succeed at this, if I don't achieve this, that something will be lacking. And as I've said in so many of these episodes, anything that comes from fear creates the very thing that you fear. But there's something more to it. It's that forcing energy that is, and I'm doing this because as soon as you force something, there's a resistance to that which you force. And life behaves like that. The more you push against it, the more you try to make it happen, the more it pushes back against you, the more things go wrong, the more things derail. And yet, when you feel that happening, when you become aware of it, and you take a deep breath and you relax into it, it doesn't mean that you stop trying, it doesn't mean that you stop taking action. It just means you drop the need, the fear, the anxiety that's all around it, and you start to enjoy life. You might take a complete break from whatever it is that you've been trying really hard to achieve and just turn your attention onto something else. And so often in life, right from people trying to fall pregnant, I've heard so many stories and people I've known, people I've worked with that have been trying to fall pregnant. Eventually they seek IVF and other methods, which from time to time, not always are successful. But what I'm trying to share is quite often when those things are successful, then automatically they fall pregnant, not automatically, but they fall pregnant just by accident afterwards. It's because they have given up the trying, the trying to force something to happen. And then things just start to sort of fall into place and happen naturally. And I mean, that's just an example of falling pregnant, but it's not just that. It's in so many different areas of your life. I know people that have been trying to find a life partner or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. And the harder they try, the more difficult things happen and or the more difficult things become and the less sort of things flow. And eventually some people I know have given up and just decided to get on with life. And all of a sudden, miraculously, someone will come along and they suddenly meet the person they've been looking for all along. And it's when you start looking for these examples, you'll see them all over the place. And I've experienced this countless of times in work, in all areas of my life. And I just wanted to share it with you so that you could become aware of it too. As I say, it's something I've struggled with my whole life, is trying too hard. But I really do know the benefits of relaxing into things. So how you'll know if you're trying too hard is when things become a struggle, when you feel like you're fighting up a hill, when life becomes exhausting and it's not fun, and you feel like you've got to push yourself all the time. When you feel any of those things, it's because you're trying too hard, or it might be one of the reasons are that you're trying too hard. The best thing to do then is to completely change your focus, whether it's for a day or an hour or whatever it is just to step back, recalibrate, find something fun and enjoyable, something that really sets you alight. For me, one of the best things that I can do when I get like that is go for a walk in the country. It completely resets me, it grounds me, it connects me back to all that is. That's my solution. I'm not saying that it should be your solution. Maybe it will be, maybe it won't, but you've got to find what's right for you. For some people, it might be going on a motorbike ride. It might be going to the movies. It could be all sorts of things, going out with friends. Whatever it is that's your switch that gets you to recalibrate and takes you back down to a neutral state, that's what you need to find. And then from that place, start moving forward. But choose to do things not because of fear and anxiety and you must and you should and I have to, but try to do things from a light-hearted, open, joyful, interested, curious, excited space. As I said, it's not about not doing those things. It's about changing the energy and how you engage with them so that you are a different person while you're doing them, because that is all the difference. Because if you do something and you do it gently, there's no resistance at all and life will open up for you. I hope you've enjoyed this. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes to my website, to my social media. On my website, you can contact me for coaching or team coaching, social media likewise, or you can just ask me any questions you have about this episode or anything else that I've spoken about. And there's also links to my free online course, the 7-Day Happiness Boost. There's also loads more courses on my website should you be interested. Have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye.